for Cameron?
Yes, for the person on the head, well, west of West Park.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Andy.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Big Shot.
How you doing?
I just wanted to thank you and salute you and ask you how you did it.
Did what?
Well, they tell me you made them all surrender down there this week.
Well, I got over just like that old boy you talked about that this wasn't his day. I just bent over, tied my hands to my ankles and let them let me have it.
No, I just knew when you came up here and took all the lawyers out of this county on one day that Vince Elkins and Butler Binion and the old Baker Butts would have to do something, and that's what happened.
Yeah, it came to a head, it looks like. I don't know whether it's going to wind up or not, though. They've got some people they haven't consulted yet, and they've got to consult those. I doubt seriously that some of these minority interests, I don't know whether they go along with it or not.
Well, they don't have to, do they?
Yes, they do. Sure they do. They can't just arbitrarily allocate their property into certain places without consulting them.
Well, they can consult them and then go on outvote them, can't they? Isn't that what they've been doing to you for about 20 years?
Yeah, but this stuff is not in Bel Air. It's not in a corporation. It's just undivided ownership.
Mm-hmm.
And those people can't do that. Yeah, they've been just out for the ranch part of it.
Well, you let me enjoy it for 2 or 3 days anyway.
Let you enjoy it 2 or 3 days?
Yeah, it's the only good news I've had this week.
Well, that's pretty good. I thought you had a lot of good news.
Well, I just congratulated the judge all over himself, told him I thought he's really smarter than I ever thought he was and thought you were. And I just bragged on him big, and I just getting ready to go to bed to get up in the morning at 6 o'clock, go to church in Phoenix, Arizona at 9. And then I got 5 states between then and Monday night when I go into Washington.
You got 5 states between tomorrow and Monday?
Well, I go into Arizona in the morning and San Francisco tomorrow afternoon. I got to go to Long Beach and San Francisco, and I go into Las Vegas and Reno, and I go into Casper, Wyoming, and Boise, Idaho, and Denver, Colorado.
Well, that's something. You're really going, aren't you?
Yeah, Lester.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
Well, just fine. We were talking about you at dinner, and we wanted to call you, but we thought we wanted you to rest.
Well, I haven't made any calls, and I just got up from dinner myself and told the girl to get Wesley on the phone for me.
Say, Ron, I had a funny call from a fellow yesterday. You know a boy named John Bannon who claims he's your third cousin?
No. Never heard of him.
Well, he's a little fellow that just called me, and he wanted to, I guess he wants to promote his business. I don't know what else he wants, but he had a very strange deal. He said he was in Kansas City, and he was a husband. His mother was Gladys husband. But he lived in Mexico City, was married to a Mexican girl, and he he just thought he'd like to help you some way and thought maybe if he could just that's what he wants to do. He wants to contribute something. He said, well, yes, I'd like to do what I can, but I thought that if I could just be seen with him, drop into the White House or into his place at the ranch and have a talk with him, that have tea with him or something, go on my way, take my children and everything. And he had a little hot dog stand, he said, down in Mexico City. So I judged that what he wanted was to promote his wrestling.
I would imagine. I never heard of him, and that's too far back to count.
I didn't think you'd call, but I told him I would get the message to you. And why he called me, I don't know. But he just wanted the hell out of me down in 2 or 3 days trying to get me, and I finally did yesterday. That's the message. But I just tell him that that fits your schedule.
No, that's right. Just tell him that I can't do it. If they won't help me, just leave me alone.
Well, that's what I thought. But he was, I didn't know. He said he was about your third cousin, so I didn't know whether
he
wanted to talk to
you
or not.
Well, if there's any Huffman, it's way back here. It's pretty far because my grandmother, my mother's mother was named Huffman. But I never knew of any, so she named her son's given name Huffman.
He met you and Lady Bird once in Mexico City, I believe you said.
No, he's a fraud. There are a lot of these frauds and phonies around.
I thought that, too.
Yeah, he's a fraud.
Well, I just forget it. I told him I'd let him know. I just said that picture's getting you all booked up.
Yes. I just wanted to tell you how proud I was of y'all.
Well, I don't know that we got anything outstanding wrong. We just, I agreed to it really rather reluctantly, but I agreed to it. So that's that. I think they kind of put the pants on us in a way, but it was probably better sitting on those benches than it was another month. Just going into this thing, just keep on letting you do it. I hate to let people screw me and make me think I like it, but I guess it's all right. they just kept my ranch 5 years, did their goddamn thing for it. Didn't do anything for it, but provided these other people go along, I guess it'll wind up here winning.
Well, better 5 and 25.
Well, I guess so. At least we won't have to control them anymore once we get through with this goddamn thing. But it's just,
I think it'd be a great load off your shoulders and...
Well, I got lots of problems left with it, but that's all right, I guess. I think I can handle them as well as I've been handling them so far.
Well, you can handle them better than they handle them.
Well, there's no doubt about that. I don't think there's any question about that, please.
Well, I'm proud of you, and I'm proud of AW, and I'm proud of Neva. All of you did it. I'm awful happy myself now. I can't claim any credit, so I just... All I can do is just say I prayed for it.
I don't know about everything. Talk about everything I know, but I know a lot of people that I got that really didn't stand up. Be counted. How do you feel about your
No, I think we're going to lose the South, and I think we could lose a lot of others. I don't think it's really gelled yet. I think a lot depends on what to do. They're going to cut loose awful heavy this last 3 weeks. They've got Scranton, and they've got Dewey, and they've got Nixon, and they've got all of them out hitting awfully hard. Nixon are going in 36 states, Eisenhower. They're on television. They're going to spend $6 million on television in 3 weeks' time, and it's just going to saturate it. They're going to throw everything, including the kitchen sink, at us. And,
well, they've thrown it 2 or 3 times. I think it's kind of bounced back each time.
Lennon, I'm just real proud of you to see you retain your dignity and not fight back at the ugly, vulgar things that they're saying.
I'm going in Tuesday night, make some more television, and I think it, if I do all right on it, get them done, get them run, I think it...
When are you going to end your campaign on it? Just the day before the election?
Television?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to do, I'm going to record a bunch of it Tuesday, and then I'm going to use as much of it as I can get paid for.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to do it every 2 or 3 days.
You're going to quit your trap and know about it.
No. No, I just go in and record one whole afternoon.
I see.
And I've got one recorded for next Thursday on the nuclear test ban. And I'm pointing out that this atmosphere was being polluted, and women lived in dread of having children with two heads, and men lived in dread of being sterile, and children lived in dread of drinking their milk. And that we've quit testing in the atmosphere. And all this is clearing up now. Our soil's clearing up, the air we're breathing's clearing up, the milk's clearing up. We've done this in a year, and this guy voted against this. And try to touch him a little bit along that line, and then I've got another one on the economy and government.
How do you feel about California line?
I got a poll on it today. It's 59-40. We're ahead, but we're not ahead too much.
I think California, I believe it's all okay. I
think
you're gonna have trouble here. I think all over the South
probably. I think we got a fighting chance in Virginia. I'm gonna try to, between now and time I go to bed, put together about 15 states, Southern Network, try to get John to make a speech. television and just go from Virginia through Kentucky, through West Virginia, through Oklahoma, plus all the Confederate states except Mississippi and Alabama is gone anyway. I think Louisiana's gone, and I think it's South Carolina's gone, but I'm going to make an attempt at them. And,
what do you fold you on, Texas?
63-37, and then 62-38, and today it's 58-42. John is 65-35, and Rearbor is
52-48. 52-48. Well, you've got more trouble than you have here, but I still believe you're going to take it. I still believe you're going to take Texas without too much trouble, but I think it's going to be an awful protest vote here. I mean, these damn people here just like you.
Yes, I'm rather surprised Texas wanting somebody else, but I don't think you really know. And
I don't like their pro Goldwater really in their hearts. I think they're just confused. I don't think. I just think these people, and these Goldwater people, they're mostly the most radical people. They just have their feelings all over again. But they're
You know, Lynn, they hadn't stopped working for 4 years, the Goldwater people in Texas.
I think they're right.
Yeah, they're right. Well, I'm glad you can forget it for 5 minutes anyway while we can talk about it now.
Then, Wes and I are going to go to John Conley's reception for Lady Bird Friday.
Oh, wonderful. I just sure hope you can. She would just enjoy it so much. Run in there and tell Lady Bird to get on and leave a minute. She's looking at Marshall Dillon.
Oh, this is her favorite program.
Yeah, she won't. She just quits everybody when it comes on.
Uh-huh. Well, that's really her only time of relaxation, I think. If Wes is not in court, we thought we
Bird?
Would smile.
Yes.
Maybe going out to the ranch, might you get back out there?
Hello?
Bird?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Neva.
Hello, Neva.
Hi, Bird.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
Well, that's wonderful. You sound like you can really take it. I've never thought about like it.
Oh, well, I had a marvelous 4 days. I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world.
Well,
I am real tired, and I'm just enjoying resting just to beat the band.
Well, that's mighty wonderful. Well, we're going to come up there if we can, unless we're still in the courthouse. We're going to come up there and I'm here for you a little bit.
I'll let you all go. I got another call. I just wanted to congratulate you and brag on you. And if you get any more legal problems, need my help, why you call me and I'll work them out.
Good deal.
Okay, oh, now are you saying you might see me next Friday night?
Yes, we're going to. We've accepted Goodbye. Invitation. So we can be there to see you, and we'll be there unless Wes is just tied up for it and can't get out.
Oh, marvelous. I'll be so glad.
Marvin?
You may get on out to the ranch then for the weekend, or you're going to be able to go out then on Saturday.
Hello. I guess
go ahead, sir. Hello. Mr. Watson? Mr. Watson? Mr. Watson? Mr. Watson?